chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hyped right now. I'm so excited about doing Dr. Gina's radio chat today because we have comedy for you today. Oh my goodness, do we have comedy for you today? But first, I want to just give a shout out to all of you all for helping Dr. Gina's radio chat become one of the most popular internet radio shows now in history. Now, I'm blowing it up, but I'm believing that we could be number one all over the world. But we have grown in numbers of listeners, and I cannot be happier. I'm overly joyed and overly ecstatic about it. I thank you so much, every person that have been a guest, every person that has listened, told a friend, told a cousin, a relative, everybody. I'm so thankful to you all for tuning in and being just as excited about Dr. Gina's radio chat as I am. And listen, I'm in Myrtle Beach right now. I'm actually in Myrtle Beach doing a show. Thank you to my producers. We can make this thing happen. No matter where I'm at, we can make it happen so you can get a good show. Today in Myrtle Beach is 73 degrees. It's going to be high and cloudy at 74. And we have in Atlantic City, it's 50 degrees. Jeez, it's going to be 52. In Miami, 79, high and 80, cloudy. Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are at 68 degrees, cloudy. You're expecting rain today, a high of 77. Columbia, South Carolina, you are at a 69 degrees. Your high today is going to be cloudy and 78. And Augusta is where I'm on my way to next. Oh, it's warmer in Augusta than it is in Myrtle Beach. Oh, God, I just was telling Doug, my producer, I was saying I had envisioned that I was going to be laid out on the beach in my bikini with the sand between my toes and the sun radiating on my body and getting a good tan, but it didn't happen. My son did get the chance to enjoy the water. He didn't care if it was cool or not. I mean, it was cold enough for me to put on a jacket. But in Augusta, Georgia, I'm on my way to ya. I love you, Augusta. Augusta, Georgia, 79 degrees. Your high is 71 degrees now and cloudy. Your high is going to be 80, and you're warmer, like I said, than it is in Myrtle Beach. And tomorrow and Friday, you are going to be in a high 80s and 92 degrees on Friday. It's sunny. Oh, my God. So I'm bringing all the sun is going to be there, so I'll be at somebody's pool for the next couple of days. Anyway, I'm super excited about the show. I cannot wait. We have my main man, comedian A-Train will be joining us. And then we got Bo that's going to be joining us. We have Shireen. She's going to be joining us. We got comedian Gina's going to be joining us. We got Ebony bringing on glam and makeup, 5 minutes of glam. We got Antonia. She's going to be talking about hair, 5 minutes of hair. So we got a full show for you. And I'm ready to get started. I don't know about you. A-Train, are you ready yet? Who's with me now?
I'm ready. What's going on, Dr. Gina? On this lovely Wednesday.
Yes, I'm letting them know that this is going to be the it show today. I've been wanting to
What's
do this.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Gina.
Hey. What's going on?
Everything is going on, girl. The numbers have tripled. We are just so excited here at Dr. Gina's radio chat and so glad that you could be a part of and visit with us and just bring funny and just bring your beautiful self to the listeners and to us, Gina. So we're so glad that you're here.
No problem. What I do, what I do.
Yes.
I'm with my boy A-Train, so we're going to have a good time.
Exactly. So A-Train, you got Bo, and you have the other female comedian. I want you to introduce her to everybody. I don't know if she's ready yet. No. Well, okay. So this is what we're doing with the show. So today, A-Train and I had wanted to like have this comedy, you know, segment, and I wanted to really get down to the versatility of the comedy and also the difference between female and male comics. Is there a difference? I mean, is there a struggle or is it not? Is it just the same or what? So Gina, I mean, you say,
ooh, I'm sorry, I passed out and came back because I guess it's a struggle. Wait, okay, we're talking about the same thing. Yeah, it's a struggle, Dr. G.
It is,
but it's a
struggle.
Struggle, okay. I feel. It's a good struggle. You know, the men are not rude. You know, the men are not obnoxious. It's just everyone expects a comedian to be outrageously funny if he's a male. As a female, you know, you're expected to talk dirty, get up there, because I know that's what you're going to talk about, and get down. So it's kind of tough when you are a funny female, and especially if you are a maybe attractive female, because then you have a whole nother problem. So I think it's a struggle, but
yeah.
And I'm enjoying it. I struggle through it, man. The slaves did it, and, you know, why can't I?
Right. So we have, and so we have Shireen. She's online. Am I saying her name right, A-Train? I want to make sure.
Yeah, as far as I know. If not, she'll let us know.
Okay. Well, she's on the line, and Bo is on the
it's
line.
Shireen.
With us, so we got another.
My girl.
Shireen.
Hey, how are
you? Yeah.
Hey, how are you, sis? I'm so
I'm
glad
good.
To meet you.
You too. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. They call you the funny brown girl is what I understand.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I am.
All right. Well, we want to hear from you, Bo. Are you ready? How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. We got Gina on. We got the funny brown girl on. She's on. And
Bo
A-Train is on. So we're going to have like a funny conversation. But, you know, just hit some pointers. And like I wanted to have you guys on. A-Train and I have been talking about this for a little bit. And just wanted to talk about the ins and outs, the difference between, you know, the female comic and the male comic. And is there a difference? You know, because I think a lot of listeners, they see more male comics, even though they see the female comics is so far in between. And I think one of the things that I've noticed is that the female comics have a lot of what we've seen have had television, a lot of opportunities in television and movies, if that makes sense, or more sitcoms. I don't know. I guess I'm thinking about just a few that I know. But I don't know. That's why we have you guys on, so we can set the record straight. I'm playing the listeners overall, what they might be thinking. So I want to start, because it's all of you on here, I want to start with you, A-Train, if you can lay the pavement down here. Can you go ahead and tell us what you think about the difference between male and female, or is there a difference?
Yeah, it is a difference, and we definitely want to discuss that. But just to continue to give our listeners a little bit of backdrop on the decision behind the different panelists that we have today. Of course, we have, you know, Bo's last name, Dacious. You know, he's a male comic, and he's a, you know, a vet in the game. Been out here, you know what it's like to kind of, you know, deal with the ins and outs of the industry and just make a name for yourself and what all that takes. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, mm-hmm. we got Gina G. You know, she's here as well, speaking from a female perspective in the game and being young and coming up through this new era. You know, and dealing with the different challenges it takes from that perspective. And then on top of that, we have Shireen. And Shireen is not only a female comic, but she's Muslim. And she's down here in what we consider a lot of black rooms, you know, down south here. So these are the different perspectives that, you know, we're going to be kind of like coming from today and giving you guys a certain point of view from that side of comedy. So just to let our listenership, our viewership and listeners know why we have this panel today. So, but to kick it off, man, there is a difference between a female comedian and a male comedian. It shouldn't be, but it is. And you have, from my experience, I've seen a lot of female comics. They try to do what they see the guys do, you know, and it's hard enough to be a comic and be comfortable in your own skin as it is, just being a fat comedian. But then when you have, you know, certain platforms, there is a subtle pressure there, you know, and so we're going to be talking about that today, you know, whether we rock with a certain style or not. We're just going to put it all out on the table. So,
yes.
But I want to start with Bo, because Bo is, you know, like I say, Bo is a vet among all of us, you know what I'm saying, and he's still doing his thing in the game, and he's seen the industry change from the Def Jam era all the way up to now, even down to the social media, you know, comedy, you know. So
wow.
I want to hear what Bo has to say about the different changes and what he feels it takes for a comedian to try to just be their own person, no matter what, you know, ethnic group they are or, you know, what gender. So, Bo, what's your take on that, man?
Yes.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And
you're so welcome.
I think that, well, of course, female and male comics are different because females and males are different. We talk about different things. We like different things. Females like to cuddle. Most of the times we don't. So, I mean, of course, we're gonna look at things very differently. I don't know. Females today, it's a lot of them. They got no rails on their bed. They don't care about color. They just trying to keep it out. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But I think it all boils down to content. You know, a lot of women, first of all, it's harder for a woman to make it in any genre of entertainment, I feel.
Okay.
And a black woman, I mean, it just adds, it's double hard. But I think a lot of black women have looked at certain other black comedians and how they got into the game, and they want to copy that. And that's just natural. I mean, that's basic, you know, humanity. We see something successful, we want to copy it and be successful ourselves. I get that. But a lot of black females have looked at, you know, black comedians before them and saw what was working for them, and they started doing the same thing. The whole, you know, hey girl, ain't they penis small, girl, and you know, it all goes down to content. And that's why,
right,
like,
right.
You know, there's a lot of female comics that I really truly revere, you know, like the Cheryl Underwoods, and you know,
yeah.
Like, and but yeah, basically Cheryl Underwood is one of the best, because she talks about everything. I mean, that she's college educated. She talks about everything.
Yeah.
She talks about politics. And
right.
In the same sentence, she can talk about sex and everything else. I mean, it's a lot. So it all,
right.
For me, it all boils down to content. Now going back to what you were saying about Def Jam, A-Train, I think Def Jam was the greatest thing that happened to black comedy. But
mm-hmm.
it was also the worst thing that happened to black comedy. Because a lot of comedians looked at that and copied that. It was the best thing for black comedy, because there were a lot of comedians coming up in that era that needed shine. You know, it put on the DLs, the Bernies, you know, the Cedrics and Samoas and all them. So I mean, and all those comics were already great, and they just needed a bigger stage. So in that aspect, it was the best thing that ever happened to black comedy. But it was the worst thing.
That's
because
good.
there were other comics coming up, young comics at the time, that were doing, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, buffoonish things. You know,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
walking up on stage and, you know, pulling their pants over their head and falling down. And we won't say no names, but we all know who they are.
Right.
You know, doing 6 minutes of music cues. Hey man, play number three. You know, so.
Oh my God.
You know, and those are the comedians that there's a lot of comics coming up now that are doing that now. You know, coming out with music and dancing for 3 minutes. You know, this is stand up comedy, man. This ain't a, you know, if you want to be a performer, you want to be a rapper, go do that. You know, but
yeah,
For me, as far as I'm concerned, you know, comedy is the microphone and the content. You know, I don't
That's
see a, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a music cue. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, I sing on stage. I do a lot of stuff. But, you know, stand-up comedy is exactly what it is. It's standing up, microphone, content. There's no help.
Yeah.
You delivering on your own 2 feet. But there's a lot of great female comics out there. Like, there's a lot. And they're going unrecognized because of this stigma that's been attached to them, that females don't really have a whole lot of content.
got my hand.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can see my hand.
That's totally true. The stigma thing is a big, sorry, and Bo, you bring up a good point. The stigma thing also comes from audience members. I mean, the worst part is when you do a show and you think you did great and a female audience member comes up to you and says, you are funny for a female. And it's like,
wow.
Well, thank you. Like, my own gender didn't have faith in me. Like, my own gender was against me from the minute I got on stage. And it's true. They tell me all the time. They're like, people are judging you from the minute you walk on stage, if you're a female, how you're dressed, how you look, the first word that comes out of your mouth, how you sound. So we've got all these barriers that we have to battle first before we can even be funny. And then when people say to you, oh, female comics are not funny because they saw one female comic on a showcase of 10 men, 9 of those men, 4 of them could have not been funny, but they don't get a stigma, they're not funny. There's one female on that show of 10, and maybe she wasn't as funny, and now all of a sudden we have this stigma, we're not funny.
That's I just want to interject for 1 second because really, honestly, I'm like blown away by hearing that because that's been kind of heavy on my heart for a couple of weeks. Even though we're talking about comedy, I want to assure you that it's anything. I just think that it's difficult for females to really support other females, especially when they're starting out or if they're not known. Like, you have to like be like already popular, it seemed like, for them to catch on or want to support and help you or just support you or just, you know, like your products or like you're funny or whatever. And I just think it's an
overall you gotta be
struggle
bad and
with women. I just, because now that you're saying it like that, that really hurt my heart when you just said that. I'm being honest.
Well, women
and
do
I was
that.
Just like, what? Even with
women
comedy,
do that in general. So it's like, why not do it in real life? I do it in general. I hate on a woman from when she's walking into Ross. We both in Ross. You know, when she walk in Payless. Girl, we both in here. Okay, so don't be acting like, you know, but it's just how women are. That's just how women are. But as a female comedian,
That's how society is.
That's how we got love and hip-hop. I mean, look what we have to watch on television. So it's kind of like
the same thing.
It's in our face.
We do the same thing with you know, we'll tell a chocolate girl, hey, you pretty for a dark girl. You know, we do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not judging. It's just being insensitive.
Yeah.
It's just being insensitive.
And then comedy doesn't make
y'all
it any easier
comedy.
For females.
Y'all took away from comedy.
Yeah.
Well, I know. You know, it's so sad, though, because you think in comedy is just so, it's so international, so, you know, universal. It's, you know, you would never, like, I'm hearing this, and I'm just like, what? I mean, you funny. I mean, how do you have time for that in comedy? It's blowing me. But you were saying, Adrian, you were trying to say something. What were you saying?
Well,
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you talking to, Dr. Dean?
I was saying, A-Train, you were trying to cut in a little bit before.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, like, plug in what Bo was saying and also, you know, what Shireen, you know, brought out and then how, you know, we, even though, you know, she was speaking on how, you know, females deal with certain, you know, stigma, I remember it applies to male comics as well, especially with us being black. I remember being out in Dallas, and I was getting ready to do this room, and some of the comics came up to me before the show started, and they were like, hey, man, so you going up tonight? I was like, yeah. He said, what kind of comic are you? I was like, what? You know what I mean? I was like,
wow.
What do you mean? He was like, you know, I know you're a brother. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I want to know, like, are you like a black comic? You know, like, do you hutch the stage? He said, do you hutch the stool? You know, he's like, do you abuse the stool? Are you going to hutch it? Are you going to stand on top of it? Like, are you abusing the stool somewhere in your set? And I was like,
what?
Well, God, dog, bro. You know what I'm saying? It registered to me that, you know, it's like you have these different stigmas, like Bo talked about, that, you know, that was kind of the downside to Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? And you have some, I hate to say this, but you have some white rooms, you know, they already have a preconceived notion of what a African-American comedian is going to do on their stage. And I ran into that out in Dallas, man. And personally. And I was like, I've never heard this before. So then it kind of put, like, you know, it kind of made me a little self-conscious because I was like, all right, Train, whatever you do, Don't hump this dude. You know what I'm saying?
That is insane. Shereen. So by you being, you know, Muslim and a female, what have you, you told us a little bit about it, but do you tell people that you're Muslim in your act? I mean, and how does that come across to
Oh, yeah. Did you say they could see it?
Yeah,
I bring my backpack on stage, so yes. No, I mean, I do tell them, but like what A-Train was saying, it's funny because, I mean, you have the black rooms, you have the white rooms, but then when you're brown, it's like you don't really have a place to go or someone to kind of take you under their wings. So that makes it hard, too, because you're going into if you go into a white room, there are days when I'm scared. I'm like, oh, my God, if someone in this room doesn't like the fact that I'm Muslim right now, I'm here by myself. As a female, that does make it scary a lot of times. Like there definitely is fear sometimes being a female. And it's funny because my boyfriend made me go learn how to shoot a gun. I don't own a gun, but he's like, I want you to be ready in case you ever fear yourself after a show or even during a show. So being a female comic comes with a lot of things. And it's even when you stay at hotel rooms, like, I mean, A-Train can talk to you about like the shady rooms we get put in, and there's times when they put you on ground floor rooms because the hotel, the guy who checks you in knows you're a comic, you're traveling by yourself, you're going to get paid in cash, and he's going to try to break into that room when you're not in there, or even if you are in there. Yeah, they tell female comics all the time to learn self-defense just for this kind of stuff.
Well, Gina, have you experienced this type of stuff too?
No.
No, because Gina get paid in chicken wings.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something right now, okay?
I'm going to go back to
what I'm going to say what Bo knows. They say Bo know everything, but I'm going to go back to what Bo said. Bo talked about, you know, being stand-up comedy, being just stand-up and, you know, music cues and you know, the type of new era it is. But I agree with him to some extent as far as internet funny and stage funny. I do totally agree with that. But I look at stand-up comedy as entertainment. And Cedric the Entertainer has brought in, you know, a type of music and some vibe to his set where I feel entertained. You know what I mean? So I do understand the whole it's just you, the mic thing, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand that too, but it's just like I be all over the place, though. See, that's why I guess it touched my little soul. Because I'd be up there trying to live all my dreams out on the stage. I'd be trying to dance. I'd be trying to sing all my dreams in one.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
For all of them. So that's what I'd be trying to do. So just to round that about, I think it's entertaining.
I wanted to be a singer. Yeah, both sing all the time.
Okay, well, then we cool. All right. Then we can beat up all these self-defense.
Right, so Gina, like as far as like you know, getting put in hotels and things like that, have you ever been concerned about, or have you ever been let me ask, this is a general question here, has any of you had experience where comedy was the last resort, meaning that if you were on a bill and, you know, everybody else got their top dollar, do they try to water down the coming up comedians with the pay and the hotel and stuff like that? Do you find that with promoters? Do they do that to you all? Have you had that happen?
I've never had that happen. You know, as a female comedian, it's hard going out even to local places alone. You know, my husband's not always able to go with me, and then me being new to a city, you know, it is kind of difficult. But I've never had anyone do me like that. I hope I don't, and I hope she hasn't went through anything like that, or if she has, if she, you know, will not go through it again. But I feel like that can happen to a female or a male. That's why I'm glad you made it like a general question, because I guess it happens anyway, right, fellas? Does it? I don't know.
I mean, I had an experience when I first started doing comedy. There was a dude who ran an open mic, and he basically said, I want you to sleep with me. And when I refused to sleep with him, he banned me from doing that room, which was fine.
Because
when you run an open mic, kid, like, you're running a show once a week on a Monday. Like, it's not going to hurt my career. But at the same time, he's not going after a guy and saying, you got to get with me to do my room. You know, like, for 5 minutes, you want me to give up my integrity? I don't think so.
Shereen, you have had the experience, honey. You have had some experience on this road. Oh, my goodness, Gina.
I'm laughing at old boy. I'm not laughing that this happened to her, but I'm laughing at old boy. That's hilarious, man. That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
We've all been had. We all been there.
Everybody. That's what I thought. And I think it would be like that with any type. But I just wanted to know as far as with the comedy. Because there's a listener out here that want to do comedy. I mean, would you recommend that they keep their day job and still work and do comedy on the side? Or would you all say, hey, go for what you know and follow your dreams?
By all means. Because I've worked a day job. I've been doing comedy 22 years. And I've worked a day job for 10 years doing construction. Yeah. And doing comedy, whatever every chance I got. But, you know, it's all about, if there is a young comic listener, someone who's just trying to do comedy,
yeah.
I mean, if it's your passion, I mean, we all got to do what we got to do. But yeah. I woke up every morning knowing that day job wasn't what God put me here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That alone in itself kept me driven. And that's why I'm able to say that I've been doing it full time for 9 years now, because I knew that I was walking in my purpose. So,
see,
if you keep being funny, and if you keep grounded, and keep God in your life, there's no way you're not going to excel. I mean, it's called faith because you can't see it. You know, a lot of people just they can't grasp that concept. It's called faith because you can't see it. You just have to know that you're good.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
Well, that was good. Hey, that's good. Well,
Dr. Dean,
listen,
I say this.
Go ahead, A-Train, what you saying?
I want to point out because, you know, a lot of times people, they grab what they want to grab when people are talking. And I just want to put emphasis on how Bo said for 10 years he kept his job while doing what he was doing until he got to the point of where he was able to, you know, step
Bro,
out.
Bro, I had trials before and I got a pay.
He understood.
I had trials before I had to pay. I couldn't walk in the child support office and make them laugh to pay my child support. So yeah, I had to work.
Listen, so I want to go ahead and wrap things up. This was so good, and we've got to do this again. I don't know. We're going to figure out another way to have you all come on again. Shireen, Reem, I thank you so much for coming on and being so transparent and being so honest and letting the listeners know your truth. And Gina, thank you so much. And Bo, thank you. And A-Train, my main man, you always know you down. I appreciate you gathering all of these wonderful people. And I'm going to tell y'all something, listeners. They are cute, too. Every last one of them. Every last one of them is cute. Bo, you fine.
Hi.
Gina, you cute. Serene, you cute. A-Train, you my brother, so I don't see you like that, but you cute.
He cute.
You know what I'm saying? But I want you to, Bo, please give your information and your contact so everybody can know how to follow you and get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can find my social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They're all the same. Bo last name, B-O last name, L-A-S-T-N-A-M-E, all one word, Bo last name.
All right, and Gina, give your information.
Well, my information is Gina G, too funny, with the number 2. That is on Instagram, and you can catch me on Facebook. Gina G T-O-O funny, because they wanted to use numbers. I don't understand why Facebook needs to get with it. But anyway, Facebook T-O-O funny.
And you got to follow her, too, because she do skits and stuff, too. She got some funny
stuff on there.
Yeah. And, Shireen, what's your information?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm at Funny Brown Girl, or you can check out my website, funnybrowngirl.com.
And I'm going to follow follow you, Gina, but I'm going to follow you, Bo, and Shireen. I'm going to follow you both on Instagram, so look out for me. And I appreciate you all so much for what you do. A-Train, are you staying on, or do you have to go?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on.
Okay, fantastic.
Hey, Dr. Gina, can I say one last thing, Dr. Gina?
Sure,
huh? I just want to say that me and Shireen are holding down the Orlando area. We are some of the funniest females in this area, and we have a lot more. So I just want to shout out the female comedians in our area that we work with that accepted me into their city. So big up Shireen and all the female comedians in Orlando. That's it. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm done.
I know. I love me some Florida now, and I got to catch y'all. I mean, I know you're both always working. I got to catch you on one of your shows. I got to see you live and in charge and in person and holding it down. I mean, I'm just big ups to you. You know what I mean? I think big ups to you. It's a passion, and no matter what the downfalls or the hills, they're still there, and you keep on climbing and keep going higher and higher, and that's all it's about. Nothing can stop you. You got female power.
Thank you, Queen. All right, y'all.
Shereen, thank you so much. Until next time, Shereen, thank you so much again.
Thank you for having us.
I hope did you get everything you wanted to say? Did you get everything out that you wanted the listeners to know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm good.
Back to what Gina says, we are two females and we get along just great, even though a lot of promoters try to put us against each other. So, I mean, I'd say this to all females out there, just stay in your lane and just keep working with people, because you never know where it's going to take you.
Well, I'm excited about seeing you both live, so I can't wait to do that, and I'm so glad that you're a part of the show. You got to come back again, okay? All right, until next time, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to have my girl Ebony giving us 5 minutes of glam. She'll be joining us and giving us some wonderful, needful tips. All right, see you soon. All right, thanks, Pete, guys. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, Ebony, you ready to give your 5 minutes of glam, sis?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to create a smoky eye. So if you're sitting at home and you have a paper or a pen, this will be the perfect time for you to take notes. So what you need... The first thing you need is a matte black eyeshadow. It can be any one, and you can get that from the drugstore, like a Rite Aid or Walgreens. Maybelline has a good one. NYX has a good one as well. You'll also need black gel eyeliner. Again, you can get that from any drugstore. Most females have them in their kit because they've used it before and didn't like it. But this is another way you can get use out of the money that you pay for instead of throwing it out. You'll also need a natural brown eyeshadow or an eyeshadow that's closer to your skin tone color. And then you'll need two fluffy eyeshadow brushes. I'll let you know why you'll need those. So the black gel eyeliner is going to act as a nice base for your smoky eye for the eyeshadow to stick to. I honestly feel like it's the most important part of creating a smoky eye and making sure that you give it that dark black, cold black effect. I've noticed that when I use a regular eyeshadow primer that, you know, it normally has like a white or pale tint to it. It makes your smoky eye look gray when you put the black eyeshadow on top of it. So this is going to prevent that. The reason why I say you'll need a natural brown eyeshadow or eyeshadow close to your skin tone color, because that's going to be used as your transition color, which is where you're going to blend in your crease to make sure you don't have any harsh lines and to make sure that your eyeshadow and your smoky eye look seamless. So let's begin with the steps. So what you're going to do is take a little bit of the gel eyeliner and you're going to use it to cover your eyelid and make sure not to go into your crease. I mean, you can take it up a little bit, but you want to be very careful with that. You can use a brush to apply it, or you can use your fingers. When I'm doing my own makeup, I normally use my fingers because the product heats up because of our body temperature, and it makes it easier for me to blend out. So blend out with your finger or a brush. And then next, you're going to take one of the two eyeshadow brushes that I recommended, and you're going to apply the black eyeshadow on top of your gel eyeliner. Instead of swiping back and forth and making a big mess, what you'll do is dip the brush into the black eyeshadow, and you're going to pat the eyeshadow gently over the gel eyeliner on your lid. And you want to make sure that you cover it and that it's an even coating. And once you do that, next you're going to be picking up your transition color. So for me, it will be like a light brown. And so you're going to take your next paintbrush, dip it into your transition color, and then you're going to blend in your crease. You just want to make sure that you blend that line again to make sure it's seamless. And after that, you pretty much completed your smoky eye. You can add your mascara, your eyeliner, and lashes to your liking. And also, if you want a more intense smoky eye, what you see a lot of people do is that they add the eyeshadow, the black eyeshadow, and the lower lash line, and that gives you this full, sexy, smoky effect. When wearing a smoky eye, ladies, you can wear a dark lip. Sometimes I really don't recommend it, since you have, already have the dark eye. You don't want the dark eye, the dark lip, and the dark eyebrows. I just feel like that's too much. So what I would do is, since you have the dark black smoky eye, I would do a natural or a lighter tone lip, even if it's a light pink or something like that. I feel like it will complement nicely. And then your eyeshadow, you want them to be as natural as possible. Don't always do the harsh, colored in eyebrow with a smoky eye. It's just too much altogether. So yeah, ladies, if you have any questions about this smoky eye trick or what you need, or you just want to talk to me in general, you can definitely email me at beauty@ebonytyler.com, and I'll be happy to answer any of the questions you have about this look.
Well, I love a smoky eye, but I know that I can't do a smoky eye myself. I'm going to try your tips. But I think it was great tips, because I would probably look like somebody socked me in the eye. So I've tried to put eyeshadow on my eyes. I just can't do it. I don't know.
It takes some time. It does take some time. The first time I did one on myself, I thought it looked cute, but I did give myself a black. I did give myself a black eye, and so it just takes some practice. If you're doing a smoky eye for your first date night out, I would not recommend. I would say take some time, a couple of days before practice. Make sure you got it down pack, and then, when you're going to your event or going out, then you can do it. But it's gonna take a minute before you actually get it.
Right. Well, I think that your tips are helping so many people. Ladies, listen, because you don't want to look clowny, and you don't want to look like somebody punched you in the eye. I'll tell you, because I've done both. I've had clown look. I don't know what I was doing, but thank you so much, Ebony, all the time, bringing us such good tips. And where can they reach you?
So again, you can reach me on email at beauty@ebonytyler.com. I'm on Instagram at Ebony Tyler Beauty, and I now have YouTube. So if you would like to see some of my videos, just type in Ebony Tyler, and you'll see my logo, which is an E with a red lipstick at the top. And I hope you ladies enjoy.
This is going to be great, because now you get a visual tutorial of what she's talking about on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Thank you always so much, Ebony. I appreciate you, girly.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys all have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. Until next month, we'll see you. Keeping it glammed up, girl.
Bye, ladies.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. And now we're ready for Antonia. We thank you so much, Antonia, for bringing us 5 minutes of hair. What do you have for us today?
All right. So today, I hope that everybody does it, but I'm just going to go ahead and go over it. So it may not be the most flattering at night, but what's really important is, making sure that you preserve your hair and keep it definitely healthy, because I'm all about healthy hair, is wrapping it. I know a lot of ladies say either it's not cute to sleep in with their man, their husband, whatever the case may be, but it's definitely beneficial to the hair. So that you're not flat ironing your hair every day, or so that you're not curling your hair every day, you definitely don't want the heat damage. It's best if you wrap it at night. It preserves your style. And then when you are wrapping it, you definitely want to make sure that you can pick like your favorite moisturizing cream. I am a fan of natural stuff, so I use just a tad bit of shea butter. And I will put that in my hair before I wrap it. Then I'm also using my paddle brush. It's usually like a really big brush with, I want to say it's like softer bristles. And definitely having a silk scarf. So if you want to make it pretty or a little bit more flattering, you can get a pretty scarf with either like a floral design, but just make sure it's silk. That's very important, because if it's anything else besides silk or satin, what it does, it can, it'll pull at your hair and it'll break it off, and we don't want that. So to preserve your style, you definitely want to make sure that you're wrapping it at night. You will wrap it from either where you part your hair. So you'll wrap it going around in a circle pretty much. And you might need some bobby pins or some pin curl clips just to keep it in place as you're wrapping it around. But anybody can wrap their hair. I've had a best friend who, she was a Hispanic girl, and she loved wrapping her hair because she didn't have to flat iron every day. And when she took it down in the morning, it had the same amount of volume and the same amount of shine, bounce, all that fun jazz. So wrapping your hair at night is definitely beneficial. And it also keeps your hair looking really good as far as luster and being healthy. So that's my tip for the day.
Well, it is a great tip. Absolutely fantastic. I don't wrap my hair, but I have. Mm-hmm. I used to when I would get it done. And it does make a difference in time. It saves you a boatload of time. And then you get still like this silky flow that still goes on. I've tried both. Not wrapping it will have my hair kind of dry for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm sweating at night or what's going on, but I wake up and it's a hot mess. It's not looking like anything it looks when I got it done. And I'm just like, what did I do in my sleep last night? So,
yeah, and even
I mean, those of you that do that, you're not going to get you're not going to preserve the hair and keep it, because it keeps its moisture, right, when you wrap it?
Yep, and that's why you want to also use, like, a moisturizer before you put it on. Not too much, because you don't want to weigh the hair down with a whole lot of grease, but you definitely want to lock that moisture in when you put that silk scarf on. So, yeah.
And would that be with any texture, though, that you could put a moisture in there?
Any texture, yes, but make sure it's light to suit the texture. So even if it's like a light hair styling cream at night, so nothing heavy at all.
Okay, so can you help people save their necks? I'm the reason why I'm saying that, save their necks from not sleeping good because they're trying to keep their hair. Is that still going on today? Because I wear weaves, and I just sleep any kind of way. But I mean, when someone gets their hair done like I used to back in the day, I would literally sleep on my hands. Is that still going on? Is there some kind of product out that can keep your hair besides wrapping it? Because some people don't want to flatten their curls. How do you keep
right.
a dude when you done got your crispy, nice little short hair curls going on? How do you tell them to do that?
I would say still wrap it, but they do have these headbands that you can just put across like the nape in the temple area rather than putting it all over the head where it flattens your curl. So you can still preserve the curl on the top, but then still make sure that the hair on the back and sides are laying down like how it is for your short styles. And that way you don't have to like completely ruin or take away the style that you got from the previous day.
I'm telling you, you girls going to work with that crook in your neck because you didn't sleep well trying to keep that hair do. I'm going to tell you. And the funny thing about it is that it's only one thing that'll have a girl mess their hair up, and we're going to leave that alone. Other than that, they're going to try to keep their hair and, for the work, for church the next day and all of that. They're going to sleep really uncomfortably to keep them curls. Well, listen, tell everybody, Antonia, how they can reach you.
They can find me on Instagram at @AntoniaMichaela, or they can email me at antonia.michaela11@gmail.com. any questions. I also wanted to kind of put out there some hair tips that, or some questions that people wanted me to answer, pretty much, so I can prepare that for the next time so they can reach out to me and let me know. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. That way she can just answer exactly what you want to know. I mean, she could be specific. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. So reach out to Antonia if you are interested for more hair tips. She can specify just for you the next time she comes. Well, until next month, thank you always, Antonia, for bringing us 5 minutes of hair. And, I mean, it only takes 5 minutes, right? The simple techniques that you give us to preserve our hair, it only takes a second. So I appreciate you giving us these tips. Thank you so much. Now we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And so.
Hey, hey, this is your girl, Angie Stone, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked. Got more for you.
Hey, A-Train. So listen, we were so caught up in the conversation with the comedians, we didn't even get to talk about your show. Bo's performing with you this weekend. Tell us about it.
Right. It was a great conversation, let me add. But, no, this Friday, April 21st, here in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Reef Theater, myself, comedian Bo, last name Dacious, we'll be rocking the stage together, man, at the A-Train Live, The Experience. Tickets are available on Ticketmaster, so make sure you get those tickets. People, I'm telling you, man, this show is going to be one of the best shows yet. So I'm really excited about it. The buzz is out throughout the city. People are talking about it, and we're getting ready to have a good time. I got another surprise for you all that night. So you know how we do it at the A-Train Live Experience, man. It's exactly that, an experience. So get your tickets. Come on out, meet us at the Ritz Theater, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. at the Ritz Theater.
This is gonna be good. I can tell the vibe is good. It's gonna be grown and sassy. It's gonna be hilarious. I can tell.
Yep.
It is gonna be good. And I'm just really excited what they're doing at the Ritz with the comedy and everything. I think it's just now everybody's really looking forward to it. And I want to come and be a part of it all the time because it just seems like it's such a great night out. And you were at, Chris Brown's concert last night. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had a phenomenal time at the Chris Brown tour. The city reached out to me and was like, hey, A-Train, we really appreciate you and what you're doing over at the Ritz Theater. And they offered, invited me to come and hang out at the Chris Brown concert with them last night. So it was a real VIP, experience. You know, got your own little suite. You know, we up top looking down at the show. And shout out to Chris Brown. Shout out to Fabulous, and the whole squad, man. They did a phenomenal show last night. So it was excellent from beginning to end. Yeah.
Wow. So you got the VIP going on with the theaters and everything. Check you out.
I was like, okay, mama, we made it, mama.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yes, you and baby, my sister. Tracy. Yeah, that is so good. So listen, what is going on in the news? It is so much going on. My heart breaks for the elderly guy that was killed. You know, that was the talk of the whole Facebook situation.
Right.
What's your thoughts about all of that?
Yeah, man, that thing really touched this country, man, and it touched our community, because several comedians, you know, who are known for just, you know, sticking with comedy, you know, no matter what the headlines show, they'll just do their comedy, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of comedians came off of their normal business as usual platform, and they went to social media, and they were addressing how sad this was and how it was just a time where, man, we have to do better and express their hearts concerning, you know, the elderly man who just lost his life, you know, so senselessly. It's like, it was horrible. It was horrible. So that's what really kind of, you know, touched the country. And then also, you know, we had Charlie Murphy, you know, surpass.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, it's a weird week, you know, and so a lot of people have been expressing, you know, their remorse for that. Matter of fact, I had a show Saturday night, you know, that I dedicated, you know, my show to, you know, to the legacy of Charlie Murphy, man, and seeing him so, you know, so much on the Comedy Get Down tour. You know, I've been to maybe like, you know, 10 or 12 of those things. And, you know, seeing Charlie Murphy, you know, backstage and, you know, he's sharing his stories and, you know, all the guys are like laughing and talking, you know, him, GL, Eddie Griffin, you know, Sid the Entertainer, George Lopez, and then, you know, other parts of their team, you know, what they call the gatekeepers, you know, everybody just back there hanging out, man, and just listening to Charlie, you know, just be Charlie Murphy. And to know that, you know, he was still experiencing some health issues, but every time he would hit that stage, he would give them people everything he had, you know, no matter his sickness that he was experiencing, he would still hit that stage and give them everything that he had. And I saw that with my own two eyes, you know. And so he just, you know, he's a great dude, man, one of the best storytellers that the industry of comedy has ever witnessed. So, it's been a real blow this week, you know, with Charlie Murphy, you know, transitioning, man. So that's what's out here.
It's something, and all of that, seriously, and I'm, you know how we do, all of that and sadness and all of the deaths and all of that upstage Janet Jackson's exposure of her baby, you know,
right.
You know, I mean, because normally that would have been the talk of the town, you know, but this is, like you said, it's been such a strange week.
A weird week.
And nobody even knew that Charlie Murphy was sick. I didn't know. I mean, and a lot of people did not know that he was struggling with that. And, you know, it's just, you know, our hearts go out to his family. And of course, you know, like everyone, it's just something. And then the guy that did the shooting, he ended up committing suicide. So that's, you know, it's just, you know, I tell you. And I mean, They're saying now, though, A-Train, that, I mean, not saying it now, but I think it's coming up more depression among men. They're saying that it's really a high level of that. I'm not that you have struggled with that, but do you know of men that have struggled with depression? I have met one guy that I know had issues with depression, and it's different.
Yeah.
Have you known anybody that was struggling with depression as a male?
Mental illness is real, you know, and depression, you know, when you study it out, you know, of course, I'm no doctor, but just, you know, coming across different literature, depression is, you know, connected to, you know, being a mental capacity, like a mental frame of thinking that has like taken a shift, you know. So, I mean, that's real. I mean, we just had Aaron, the ex-football player,
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's another one. Committed suicide.
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez, you know, he committed suicide. So, you know, that whole depression thing, man, it's real. You know, mental illness, you know, is real. Counseling is real. You know, we definitely need more counseling within the Black community, you know. A lot of times, you know, people don't believe in that, you know, but it's real. I mean, we think about Robin Williams, you know, the late great comedian Robin Williams, how he committed suicide. I mean, so depression is really real, you know. You never know on the back end. And here it is, this guy, you know, was responsible for bringing smiles and laughter to millions of people around the world, but yet still, you know, something happened in him where, you know, it caused him to, you know, take his own life. So it's just really weird, and you can't just look at where people are and what they're doing and just automatically assume that everything is okay, you know, because that's not the case, you know. But depression is real, and that's why we really have to do what we need to do. They say 15 minutes of laughter adds an extra hour onto your life. Studies show that 15 minutes of laughter adds an hour to your life, you know. So, you know, the world of comedy, man, I'm telling you, it's a healthy thing. It's needed.
Yeah, I think that it's so needed. That's why I think that it's such, I mean, for me especially, I mean, I enjoy the comedy, and that's why I wanted to, like, kind of really get some history about it, some background about it. I'm so just caught up in it and just how the functioning of the comic, you know, how do they, you know, just how you flow, you know, and I'm learning so much with you being connected to the show and just the people that you're introducing me to and things like that I'm learning so much, because it is such a need. To me, it's just as important as any minister or any counselor or any motivational speaker. I think your job is so, like, seriously, I just think it's so much more to it than what we probably have ever thought, especially as time continues to go and things are happening and the mindset of people and things like that. You're starting to see that it's medicine to the soul. I mean, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you got joy in you, it's giving you strength to go another day. It's giving you strength, you know, to see things differently. It's just, it's so important. So I can get deep, but you know, I mean, I think comedy is so needed. And in other words as well, though, too, A-Train, I think we should take care of our comics too. The same way we would consider praying, you know, the same way we would consider praying for our ministers, our leaders and things like that. I know, and people might think I'm crazy, but I seriously think that when your job is to motivate and encourage and to inspire and to make people have joy, it is such, it's stuff that goes on. The warfare behind that, to be able to put a smile on your face and be able to make you laugh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like we need to consider that as just as important. I'm so serious, because a lot of comics have, you know, depression. They're struggling financially, or you know, they're on drugs, or they're drinking alcohol. You know what I'm saying? They it's some issues. I mean, you know, you just can't assume that, you know, I just feel like it's just as important. So I want to say thank you for every time that I've ever gotten on stage with you or watched you perform. I mean, you've always made me laugh, and you don't even know half the time how the struggle was for me to even get to you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I would leave there feeling so much better because I've heard you say something that made me laugh, and I'm just like, wow, he's really making me laugh. Wow. I mean, and that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I asked your wife, I said, how does he come up with this stuff?
That's awesome. That's awesome. But yeah, it's definitely a very unique industry, man, and it's something that is needed. And when even the Bible talks about it, you know, they used to call it, you know, the Bible refer to them as heel catchers, you know, and the king used to request, you know, for the heel catcher, you know, he used to request for the jokester at times, you know, because it was needed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, listen, again, you guys got to go get those tickets. The show is going to be super duper amazing. And if you're just tuning in, you missed Bo Dacious on here. He's going to be performing with A-Train. Again, where? Give them the information, how to get their tickets.
At the Ritz Theater, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, the historic Ritz Theater, downtown Jacksonville. You can get those tickets at Ticketmaster.com, or you can contact the box office at the Ritz Theater at area code 904-807-2010. Go and get them tickets, people. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to make it do what it do. I'm excited about this show. Bo and I have performed together several times, and I'm telling you, man, to have him in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County, at the A-Train Live, the experience on my platform, I'm excited about it. This is my big brother in comedy, man. Bo is a vet in the game. He's been rocking stages all across this country. You name some of the platforms, some of the names, and some of the artists that's out there, you know, they know about Bo, and Bo know how to rock that stage, and he's traveling right now with D.L. Hughley, so you know he's hilarious, and he's verified, I'm telling you, so.
Oh man.
And they can, for y'all that night as well.
And they can follow you on Instagram and get funny because you do these live videos and you're always somewhere doing something. The energy you give, they need to catch it. Where can they follow you on your social media?
They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live The Experience. I'm also on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. And my Instagram is Do It Again and See What Happens.
It just makes me laugh every time you say that. You did a great job today putting this show together. Thank you so much for putting the segment together. I enjoy Shireen. She was amazing, so transparent. Yes. My mouth was on the floor. I mean, I was not expecting all of that, but she gave good show, and I'm so appreciative for her. You guys need to follow her on Instagram. I just followed in. We locked in. We friends now. And also Gina Too Funny, that's my girl, my little sis, so cute, she's girl. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I can see her little butt going, giving a show all over the stage, like she said, she living her life and all her dreams on that stage.
On that stage. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Bo, he's handsome and funny, so you guys, you gotta, you know, go on and get your tickets. A-Train always funny. Like I said, I asked my sister Tracy, his wife, where does he come up with the stuff? Just such a talent. You gotta check him out if you haven't. Get a taste of him, though, on Do It Again and See What Happens on his social media. I promise you, if you're having a bad day, you're gonna be uplifted just by clicking on his page, because he is funny and always doing something. Oh my God. This was a great show. Thank you so much, listeners, again, for helping this show become, I'm claiming number one, because the numbers are growing, and it's only because of you guys. I thank you so much. Don't you thank them, A-Train?
Absolutely. Appreciate them, and continue to spread the word for us. Yep.
Yes, continue to spread that word. All right, you guys, loving you. You got to live healthy, live whole, and definitely live in your destiny. Until next time, I love you so much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole.